Turning now to some news from the world of sports, and you can't blame fans of the University of Vermont men's basketball team if they're already looking ahead to the big dance. The Catamounts and coach John Becker would surely remind those fans that they've still got some work to do to get there, but after UVM's 74-41 dismantling of New Hampshire last night, the America East Championship crown settling squarely in Burlington has a feel of inevitability to it. UVM has so many weapons in this record-setting year, and one of them set a record last night when freshman Anthony Lamb made 10 consecutive field goals, a postseason America East record, as part of his 24-point effort on the night. Lamb was 6 of 9 from beyond the arc, and he also pulled down 6 rebounds. Peyton Henson added 14 points, but it was UVM's defense that will most likely put a smile on Coach Becker's face as UNH shot a hopeless 14 of 50 from the floor. Now, the only team standing between UVM and their first automatic bid to the NCAA tournament since 2012 is a familiar foe, the Albany Great Danes. It'll be the third year in a row the Danes and the Catamounts will meet in the final, but UVM will be far and away the favorite this time around. Game time is 11 a.m. Saturday at Patrick Gymnasium. If you can't manage to get a ticket for what is sure to be a sold-out contest, that game will be televised nationally on ESPN2. High school playoff action is underway, and in girls' high school hockey, BFA St. Albans upset top-seeded Essex 1-0 in the semifinals last night. The Comets got the only goal they would need on a shorthanded strike by Emma Hill, and Madeline Hungerford made 24 saves in net to make it stand up. BFA St. Albans can also relish their first playoff win over the Hornets, who knocked the Comets out of the playoffs the last three seasons, and there will not be a sixth straight finals appearance for the Essex girls this year. Elsewhere in Division I play, Carolyn Laird made 34 saves to notch a shutout against number 2 Middlebury, and Emma Mazzariello scored the only tally of the game in the second period to lead Rutland to a 1-0 semifinal win. In Division II, Anissa Tarrant scored in overtime to lead Rice to a 3-2 win over U32. The Green Knights make it to the finals for the first time in program history, and the Missisquoi Thunderbirds are also getting a shot at their first state title after beating Woodstock 2-0. Adriana Dusty and Alyssa Audette scored for the Thunderbirds. Michaela Bombardier stopped all 27 shots that came her way in that win. In boys' Division II basketball playoffs, Mount St. Joseph upset top-seeded Mill River 47-40 at Barry Auditorium last night. Kai Norwood had 13 points for the Mounties. They scored their first win over Mill River this season at just the right time. In Division IV, top-seeded Twinfield needed a clutch three-pointer from Eli Wilson with 18 seconds left to go in the game to edge out Danville 66-64. To the pros now, and in the NHL, as well as the Boston Bruins have played under interim coach Bruce Cassidy. They lost a game last night they really needed to win, or at least get 1 point out of. Instead, the Bruins fell to the Ottawa Senators 4-2 and find themselves now a full 2 games behind the Senators for second place in the Atlantic Division. A win or a regulation tie would have put the Bees within striking distance of catching or passing Ottawa, which still has 2 games in hand on Boston. The teams do play each other twice more before the regular season ends, so the Bees will get a chance at a better effort than they put forth last night, falling behind early in the first period 2-0 on the first 2 shots that Ottawa took on Tuukka Rask. Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand scored for the Bruins, but by then it was a 3-2 game, and Alex Burrows scored an open net goal to put away any hopes of a Bruins comeback. Elsewhere, the New York Rangers got an overtime goal from Mika Zibanejad, the only goal of the game, in a 1-0 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. In the NBA, Jamal Crawford hit 3 three-pointers in just over a minute late in the third quarter, a key to rally for the LA Clippers, and with 26 points from Blake Griffin, 23 from Chris Paul, the Clips sent the Boston Celtics to their second straight loss, 116-102 at the Staples Center. Isaiah Thomas had 31 points for Boston, but the Celts shot as a team just 41% from the floor in the loss.